This is Voice Office BV.
Greetings from Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth. I'm Asha, Member Secretary of the SBV Women Cell, speaking to you to introduce the topic of this podcast, Lockdown Experiences of a Working Woman. This is a podcast about the physical, physiological, and psychological challenges faced by a woman in such a pandemic time. Under such an hour of crisis, how she bonds with her own self, with the family around her, with her colleagues at work, and the society at large is discussed in this podcast from members of the SBV Women Cell. Speakers include Dr. Swati Pawar, DMS, MGMCRI, followed by Dr. Batmavadi, Vice Principal, MGMCRI, and towards the end, we have Dr. Renuka, Principal, KGNC. So sit back and enjoy. Happy listening.
Hello, SBV. If you look at your life now, compared to what it was before the COVID-19 pandemic, you'll see that nothing is the same. As you take measures to protect your physical health, you may be paying less attention to your mental health. Public health experts know, however, that the pandemic has already had a major impact on people's well-being. I think it's worth giving some thought to our well-being now. Because while not everyone will suffer physically from the virus, everyone has been affected by it in so many other ways. In recent months, I remember times when I felt I was peering out over a void, clueless as to what lay ahead. Until early March, I was in denial that the disease was a threat to us, at least in India. During lockdown 1.0, I felt afraid. When I ventured outside my home, I dwelt on the hidden dangers of getting too close to someone or touching a potentially contagious surface. Now, humans are bad at assessing risk, even in the best of times, no? And I'm no exception. During the first phase of the lockdown, my fear often overwhelmed my reasoning. Very quickly, my work-life relationship shifted. My maid left on the Janta curfew day itself. And since then, it has been all hands on the deck. My husband and kids cook breakfast and lunch. As George Akerlof, the 2001 Nobel Prize winner for the economics, stated, when men do all the outside work, they contribute on an average about 10% of the housework. But as their share of outside work falls, their share of housework rises to no more than 37%. But in my household, I could have proved Akerlof wrong, as the share of the work assigned to my husband would have been easily greater than 60%. While I took charge of the kitchen in the evenings because I attended the office during the day, courtesy my boss. I am proud to say that the hospital administration, including my boss, hasn't missed a day of work. We have actually had an increased workload. Besides the routine work, the dean and the medical superintendent established the core COVID-19 committee to oversee the safety of patients, staff, students and doctors. We met daily, mostly on Zoom, finalized SOPs and disseminated the decisions taken via email. Each member completed the task assigned. The MGMCRI Teleclinic, one of the COVID-19 response projects, was established with the help of GM Admin, MS and of course our IT team. This, I believe, is the first in the region. Now, just as we were looking forward to the lockdown 1.0 to end, I knew from my reading of scientific articles that it needed to be extended. Talking with my close friends in Maharashtra, Germany, the US and Australia, and with my relatives in the Indian Army, politics, also gave me reliable information. I analyzed it all and arrived at my own conclusions. I had mostly given up watching news and reading WhatsApp forwarded messages early on in the lockdown. I stopped consuming what hurt me, from food to news. I began to let go of things I can't control. For example, my husband's enthusiasm in the kitchen, my children's resentment when I told them I can't work from home, including a few overboard policies at the workplace. I'm now consciously recognizing that we are all trying to do our best. I realized there is a chance to grow from this, at work and home. There is an opportunity to experience life more holistically. In the workplace, real equality means valuing family just as much as work and understanding that the two reinforce each other. As a leader and as a manager, I feel that if work comes first, family need not come second. Life comes together. If my subordinate has a family issue, I expect her to attend to it and I'm confident that her work will get done and done well. Workers who have reason to go home to care for their children or their family are more focused, more efficient, and more result-oriented. Although I spend most of my time in the office, I do ensure spending time with my family. I'm also pursuing my interests, from writing and publishing articles to taking up cactus gardening. I even baked a cake for the first time. Caregiving itself develops patience, a lot of patience, along with empathy, creativity, and adaptability. Those are all attributes that are important in a high-speed, horizontal, network global economy. So I think we are all in the midst of a same pandemic tornado, just that the vessels we are traveling in are different. Some are in super yachts, and some others pedal their rickety, leaky canoes. So, what is the silver lining in all this? I think if there is any lesson in the COVID-19 pandemic, it is in making a shift within and in our lives. We need to move from fearfulness and being confused to growth and learning. I have developed some mantras I'd like to share. I make my talents available to those who need them. I live in the present and focus on the future. I'm more empathetic with myself now and with others. I maintain a happy emotional state and spread hope. I look for a way to adapt to new changes. I practice silence, quietude, patience, and creativity. I value relationships. My heart is filled with immense gratitude for this blessing. I believe that when you take any stress as a positive one and channelize it towards the well-being of yourself and others, you're bound to have meaningful outcomes. So stay home, stay safe. This is Dr. Swati signing off.
இது வரமா சாபமா? கேள்விக்குறியாகவே இருந்தது. எதை பற்றி பேசுகிறேன் என்று குழம்புகிறீர்களா நண்பர்களே? வேறொன்றும் இல்லை, பொது முடக்கத்தை பற்றி தான் கூறுகிறேன். யாருக்கும் இதை பற்றி தெளிவான புரிதல் இல்லாத நிலையில் சாமானியர் முதல் ஆட்சியாளர் வரை இதை ஒரு மிகப்பெரிய சவாலாகத்தான் எதிர்நோக்கினார்கள். பொது முடக்கம் நமக்கு நன்மையை செய்யப்போகிறதா அல்லது தீமையையா? எனக்குள்ளும் குழப்பம் நிலவியது. என்னை போன்று பணியில் இருக்கும் பெண்களுக்கு இந்த பொது முடக்கம் சிறிது ஓய்வு தரும் என்றே எண்ணினேன். ஆனால் நாளுக்கு நாள் செய்திகளில் வரும் தகவல்களை பார்த்தால் முரண்பாடாகவும் மிகவும் கவலையாகவும் இருந்தது. உலகளாவிய பல ஆராய்ச்சிகளின் புள்ளி விவரங்கள் சொல்வது என்னவென்றால், இந்த பொது முடக்கத்தின் போது பெண்களுக்கு இயல்பை விட வீட்டின் வேலை சுமை பல மடங்கு அதிகரித்து உள்ளதாகவும், ஆண்களை விட பெண்களுக்கு வீட்டில் இருந்தபடியே அலுவலக பணிகளை மேற்கொள்வதில் மிகுந்த சிரமம் இருப்பதாகவும், பெண்களின் மனதின் ஆரோக்கியம் மிக குறைந்து காணப்படுவதாகவும் போன்ற பல்வேறு முடிவுகள் அறியப்பட்டன. எனக்கு இதெல்லாம் சற்று விந்தையாகவும் முரண்பாடாகவும் தோன்றியது. ஏன் என்று கேட்கிறீர்களா நண்பர்களே? என் துணை இயல்பாகவே எனக்கு உறுதுணையாக இருப்பவர். இந்த பொது முடக்கத்தின் போது அது மேலும் அதிகரித்து உள்ளதை நான் உணர்ந்தேன். இந்த புரிதலால் தான் என்னவோ என்னால் பிற பெண்களைப் போல் சோர்ந்து போக இயலவில்லை என்று தோன்றியது. புது பொறுப்பின் பணிச்சுமை கூடுதலாக இருந்தும் எனக்கு அது சிரமமாகவும் தெரியவில்லை. தைரியம் ஒன்றே பிரதானம் என்ற என் அன்னையின் கூற்றை மனதில் கொண்டு, என் துணையின் உறுதுணையோடு இந்த பொது முடக்கத்தின் போது என் கடமைகளை திறன்பட செய்ய முடிந்தது. ஒவ்வொரு ஆணின் வெற்றிக்கு பின் ஒரு பெண் இருப்பாள் என்பது இயல்பு. ஆனால் என் வாழ்வில் என் ஒவ்வொரு வெற்றிக்கு பின்னும் என் துணையே இருக்கிறார் என்பதே உண்மை. மாதராய் பிறந்திட மாதவம் செய்திட வேண்டும். அத்தகைய மாதரின் முன்னேற்றத்திற்கு உறுதுணையாக நிற்கும் ஆடவர் கிடைத்திட பெருந்தவம் செய்திட வேண்டும். இப்படி ஓர் உறுதுணை அமைந்தால் பெண்களின் உறுதி மனப்பான்மை மேம்படுவதோடு நாட்டின் வளர்ச்சிக்கும் வழிவகுக்கும் என்றே எனக்கு தோன்றுகிறது. இத்தகைய உண்மையை அறிய வைத்தது மட்டுமல்லாமல் பல நன்மைகளையும் தந்தது இந்த பொது முடக்கம். அவை யாதெனின், தேவையற்ற செலவுகளை தவிர்க்க முடிந்தது, ஆரோக்கியமான வீட்டில் செய்த உணவுகளை மட்டுமே உண்ண நேரிட்டது, குழந்தையுடன் உபயோகமாக நேரத்தை செலவிட முடிந்தது ஆகியவை ஆகும். இத்தகைய நன்மைகளையும் இப்படியும் வாழலாம் என்ற தெளிவையும் அழகாக நமக்கு உணர்த்தியுள்ளது இந்த பொது முடக்கம். எனவே இது எனக்கு ஒரு வரமாகவே தோன்றுகிறது என்று என் கருத்தை பதிவு செய்து நன்றி கூறி விடைபெறுகிறேன். உங்கள் மருத்துவர் பத்மாவதி சுப்பிரமணியம், துணை முதல்வர் மகாத்மா காந்தி மருத்துவக் கல்லூரி மற்றும் ஆராய்ச்சி நிறுவனம், புதுச்சேரி. வணக்கம்.
Women are icon of power. They can create, nurture and transform. Voice of women can shake the entire world. Hi SBV podcast listeners, I would like to share some of my experiences which I got as women leader in an educational institution during this COVID-19 pandemic lockdown situation. As Roosevelt had rightly said that a woman is like a tea bag. We will never know how strong she is until she gets in hot water. Same way, this lockdown made me to show how strong enough to balance my role as wife, mother, daughter-in-law, and as principal in nursing college as well. Women are always dasavadani, that is, they are multitasking. As educationist and academician, I was so bothered for completion of theory and practical classes, conduction of online classes, preparation of students for exams, frequent interaction with students to reduce their panic towards studies and exams, planning effectively for outgoing graduates without any delay in their course completion. This vigor propelled me to plan several welfare measures proactively and implement successfully. My focus towards work was not deviated and disturbed because I was so confident that my absence and my role for my family during this lockdown were well taken care of by my better half. Rightly to say, he is the best half. My kitchen was welcoming only in the evenings. There were several first tries in recipes like pizzas, cakes and curries. Even in that, I had crowned with good feedbacks. That was exciting and thrilling as medal winner once again. Terrace walking with my husband, where we shared their daytime spends, convinced my physical and mental health. Fun extended to nights with several games like carom, rummy, ludo, spot outs, thought slips, etc. Con calls with my mom and sister, video calls with relatives, and watching thriller movies. Each day completed with Ilaiyaraja's melodious songs. Mothers having only sons are treated as queen at home, giving a feel being in heaven at living reality. What a woman need furthermore in life. This lockdown made me to say proudly that I am a successful woman to win as a leader and as a wife, mother and satisfying daughter-in-law. Dear listeners, in any situation, to make ourselves happy, we need smart focus skills, planning for best implementation, spending more time with our loved ones, having more fun times, giggle with our children and taking care of elders at home. Be happy, be safe. Thank you from Dr. Renuka, Principal, Kasturba Gandhi Nursing College.
This is Voice of SBV.